going on, baby? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, All Gas, No Trash. My name is Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Welcome to the No Curse Minute, where we try to withhold from saying any F-bombs or any curse words before we can actually get to the program.
Conveniently sponsored by Game Rage Magazine. Also, I would like to take this time to say day one of attempting to get Keenan Mundane to come on and do an interview. Keenan, good buddy. You don't want to end up like our sworn enemy, Trent Prawl, and become a sworn enemy of our podcast, right? So
until you come on the program and we're able to work collaboratively with you in some capacity, mutually beneficial, of course, you will be a sworn enemy until that day.
All right, so starting now, he is now officially
a sworn enemy.
All right, welcome aboard, Keenan Mundane, sworn enemy, official sworn enemy, until you prove otherwise. All right, you've joined the ranks of the greats, such as Trent Prawl and everybody else that we decide we don't like or doesn't like us, or we just decide to do that too.
Yeah.
But anyways, Keenan, good buddy, come on. Let us know. Hit us up. Hit us up on the Instagram, Game Rage Magazine, or All Gas, No Trash. You know what to do. Anyways,
so, all right, let's get to the
crux, the meat and potatoes,
the Joe Keery crux of of the matter. So I feel like I kind of glossed over something that we talked about last week or the week prior about Pixel Grip seemingly moving on from their record label Field Trip Records.
Giving him the old boot, as they say.
Well, who knows how it worked out?
Listen. Rita Lucchea is not getting booted by nobody. She is the one who gives the boots, okay?
Yeah, that's the painful part, because I think for sure, whatever the actual falling out was, if it was mutual or who the fuck knows what the actual outcome was, but regardless, with the release of Split, man, I'm sure Field Trip Records is wishing they weren't on the outside looking in, because with that fucking single, I know I talked about it last time, and even with the release of Bet You Do, which is a track that we listened to back in 2024, I forgot what point. It must have been October, roughly, of 2024, if I'm not mistaken. But to this moment, this is the best track that Pixel Grip has, in my opinion, ever released. And that's with the fact that, I mean, I'm guessing there's going to be an album on the way. Oh, I'm speculating that there is going to be an album on the way.
Gotta be. It's like the first album after you like break up with your like label or whatever. It's like the breakup out. It's like, it's way better. It's to like give them the finger and be like, look what you could have had, you fucking asshole.
Yeah. Like, I think for them releasing on their own and to be sounding as good as they do, I think they're going to the fucking moon. I really do. I've said it before, but I really think all three of them should be in the realm of making soundtracks for horror movies or psychological thrillers. Like, the one that comes to mind for me is Drive with Ryan Gosling, that I forgot who did the soundtrack, but they had a track like Kavinsky Night Call. I'm giving you a night call, tell you what I feel. And there's like heavy synthesizers and shit. But I feel like their music, dude, they could be, in my opinion, they could be fucking Trent Reznor doing movies right now. All three of them could be doing what Trent Reznor does under the right conditions. If somebody finds the right project for them to work on and film, oh man, I think not only could they be recording artists, but they could be scoring films, because I think they're that fucking good.
Yeah.
And the fact that Field Trip Records is on the outs with them, they fucked up. Undoubtedly, they fucked up.
Unequivocally, they fucked up.
Unequivocally.
they are likely kicking themselves in the balls and assholes right now, wishing that they would have treated them better or not fucked up in the way that they apparently did.
Right.
And I will say that I agree with you 1,000%. I think they would be excellent at not only doing their own this stuff, you know, making albums and whatnot, but scoring films. Those fuckboys at A24,
they would eat that shit up.
This is a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Because those fuckers at A24 put out like 800-900 fucking movies a year.
Right.
And you just give your best five movies and let Pixel Grip score them. Oh my God. Those scores will be amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, like that new Tron movie, right? That's coming out
with Trent Reznor.
Yeah, doing Trent Reznor did the whole score. Well, like, what do you call it? Who the fucking idiots that did the first the Tron Legacy?
Daft Punk.
It's Daft Punk, right? Yeah. So like, dude, the next Tron movie, Pixel Grip fucking could do, man. Oh,
dude,
like,
that 1,000%. That would be orgasmic. So on top of the fact that you have this breakup with Field Trip Records that has had artists like Pearl and the Oysters, who also departed away from this record label and moved on to Stone Throw Records.
They're just pissing everybody off.
And then they have another artist named Paul Cherry that I think most people would know. So amongst those three, those are kind of, I think, the big anchors of that record label. And two of them for sure have walked away. I don't know what happened with Paul Cherry. I haven't really kept up with his music, but nonetheless. And I would even go as far as to speculate going forward that because of the nature of them recording their music in Los Angeles with working with somebody like Andrew Lappin, who is an LA based producer, a composer, engineer, and mixer, and who has worked on music with Pixel Grip. This to me spells the eventual and imminent move from Pixel Grip residing in Chicago and possibly even coming out to Los Angeles. I say this because they're already working with people from Los Angeles in terms of the recording process of their music, but there's a number of people that have worked with them in Southern California, a promotion called Das Bunker and another called Luna Negra Goth Nights. I was going to say Goth Nights. I don't know what the fuck, but they're frequent collaborators with this project. So they put on shows all over Southern California. Pixel Grip themselves have been featured on this festival called Substance Festival that I think was at the Belasco Theater the last couple of times. And also they've started to get in the circuit of Live Nation, like kind of the lower ends with the Echo, I think, is one of the places that they've played. But I'm sure that's going to go up. I'm sure they'll play larger venues as their popularity goes up. And I feel as though their audience, their largest portion of their audience is here. Not only the LGBT plus community, but also the goth community. Like, I feel like the largest portion of that is going to be here. And in the Midwest, I'm sure that exists, and it exists within Wisconsin and what state is Chicago in?
Illinois.
Okay. Illinois, Wisconsin, and other states, other the adjacent Midwest
area.
Yeah, yep. I guess you could say the greater Midwest area, that there's no guarantee that the LGBT community is as large or as significant as here in California, but also the goth community, the dark wave, the EBM type of stuff. Like, I don't know if it's nearly as big. And sure, they could tour like normal, living where they live. They can go all across the United States. But if there should be a home base for Pixel Grip, I think it should be for California. I think it should be I feel like I'm campaigning for California to have Pixel Grip to bring.
Yeah, it's like we're campaigning for the Olympics, but yeah. Pixel Grip, right?
Yeah, we're bidding for fucking Pixel Grip. But again, it's the idea that I feel for Pixel Grip, for them to have the most opportunities and have the most areas to play in, within one state, it's California. Like, by and large, I think it's California. I think them having numerous places to play throughout the state, I mean, they could make a pretty decent living just playing in California. And imagine if they lived here and did their national tours with when they eventually become even more popular. I feel like it's a slam dunk for Pixel Grip to be in California. And that's factoring in the fact that, yes, California is pretty fucking expensive, but I think the pros outweigh the cons. Like, I think they'll have far more opportunities versus the downsides of living here. So what do you have to say?
Yeah, I think this is the best recipe for success. And, you know, listen, I think, like, pretty much since Columbine, all the, like, weird Midwestern states kind of banned anything goth. Like it's illegal to be goth over there. So, I mean,
are you just saying this shit, or are you getting at?
I'm just saying, like, that, like you were saying about that community of, like, the dark wave and the EDM. It's like those goth, like, type people, and like that's not out there because it's illegal. They'll like put you in jail for being goth. So we don't do that here in California. We like freedom here in California. We let people be who they want to be.
Freedom, diversity. Yeah. I mean, everything. I mean,
the freedom to be yourself. All right. That's why California is the best goddamn state ever.
Yeah.
All right. And listen, what do we got here? We got sweet fucking avocados. All right. We got almonds. You like fucking almonds? Oh, we make 80% of the world's almonds. All right. just FYI. I mean, fuck, the water is cleaner. Hell, you live in some parts around here. You're 15 minutes from the city, 15 minutes from the mountains, 15 minutes from the beach, 15 minutes from the desert. I mean, you're 15 minutes from everything around here. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, you know, it's a good spot. And I mean, listen, you'd be super close to, you know, the Inland Empire, home of Game Rage Magazine and all that stuff. I mean, it's super convenient if you want to come hang out with us. I mean, I'm just saying. And, I mean, we're pretty fun.
And if they end up eventually making their way to Hollywood for one reason or another, they'd be right here. They'd be right here in the home of entertainment. Well, maybe not so much now, as Vegas is starting to become the entertainment home base for people because of all the taxes all the bullshit that's going on.
Again, you're just a quick hop, skip, and a jump from Vegas.
Oh, true. Good point. So, yeah.
Oh, and also out in the IE here, we got the Indian casinos, and they love to put on shows now.
Native American.
They pay big fucking money, all right? Big money. So I'm just saying, you know, they got stadiums and shit.
That's true. I mean, for the number of concerts that they put on, I mean, who the fuck knows what kind of money they're shelling out at this point, but they've had some real heavy hitters at Yamava Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to shill them because fuck them.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
I'm not going to help them.
They don't pay taxes for shit, all right?
All I'm going to say is that there's plenty of opportunities for Pixel Grip and performing at that unnamed casino.
At some casino.
Yeah.
In the Inland Empire.
I think this situation is ripe for Pixel Grip to migrate towards California because it just feels right. It just feels right for this group to move on, not only from their old record label, but to have their sights on bigger things. Like I said, man, I think I'm feeling as though they're in the right alignment for being in movies, having their music be more popular and playing larger venues. And what better place to be in California to have numerous upon numerous venues to play at and really get their bag here, as opposed to the Midwest, where maybe it's a little bit more limiting of where you can play. I feel like this is the right move, or so I'm speculating, but nonetheless, them moving on from their record label is a big fucking deal. And for them to release on their own, man, that's very ballsy, man. Like that, I think that's very fucking cool for them to just stay independent and have their music released on their own. I feel like they're going to be a template of how to do things for newer artists or independent artists to use them as a guideline. And yeah, there's not a one size solution for everybody, but more or less you could look at them and say, hey, this is how they did it. Maybe we can adapt that plan to ourselves so that we can keep more of our money in our own pocket. And,
also, the access to additional talent out here that you can work with, that you, for producers, for, you know, I don't know, management, whatever. I mean, everything's all here. Even if you did want to sign with another label that was out here that was going to treat you right and not, you know, be assholes or whatever, it's out here. It's here. And sure, granted, listen, my recommendation, stay independent. Don't get no more fingers in the pie. You don't need it. You guys, like, I feel like they've got the perfect finger on the pulse, or whatever you want to say it, of, like, the perfect ratio of people involved with this. Don't fucking add no more shit. Just do this. Keep it going. And just enjoy it. Enjoy the freedom of it, you know? Because that's what it's about. It's about the freedom to make your art and do what you want to do. And not have to be objectified or fucking turned into some circus act. So that dance monkey dance, so that the fucking master over here can make fucking billions of dollars off of you.
Yeah, and I think there's enough people to support them whether they blow up or not to the degree that I think they can, there's enough of an audience here to support them so that they can make this a livable source of income or a an abundant source of income.
Yeah, and with, you know, the major cheerleading efforts by ourselves to the tens and tens of fans out there. I mean,
the dozens and dozens.
They will support them, you know. They have the chance to do big things, all right, and make big money out here.
Yeah.
So and, I'm in favor of it.
And also, I mean, this is all to bring up hype for Pixel Grip to for you to get excited. I mean, it's all tangentially related to what we anticipate is going to be their third album. But man, I'm fucking hyped for this band.
Stoked.
I am excited just based on with the release of Split, man. There's so much more promising music that I expect to come out of them, and for them to, how do I word it?
I don't know
how the fuck to word it, but regardless, the point I'm trying to get at is these guys are doing things right. They're taking control of their project in the best way possible to release on their own. Possibly eventually migrate to Los Angeles. I think there's big things on the horizon for them, and fuck, man, I wish them all the best. I think they're on their way to better things.
Yep, I agree. Pixel Grip, sworn ally sworn good buddy of All Gas No Trash. Yeah. The first. So yeah, I hope nothing but the best for them.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, is that all you got?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, good, because I got to fucking go to sleep because I'm fucking tired.
All right, cool.
Anyways, all right, well, that's it. Check us out on all our other shit. Check out Pixel Grip if you haven't fucking heard of them, or, I mean, Jesus Christ, we've only been talking about them for forever. But go check them out. Download their music. Fucking pay them money so that they can continue to want to be out here, all right? Jesus, fuck, you won't pay us any money. At least pay them money. Help them out. All right, that's it. Go fuck yourselves.